This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, there are very few people that have gone through to the extent, and it continues to this day as far as, and we're going to find out, but, you know, joining us now from the Crime Prevention Research Center to tell us her story, and because I don't know exactly the month that we're in, as far as what they're calling awareness to. But joining us now from the Crime Prevention Research Center is Nikki Gozer. How are you, young lady?
Hey, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
So what is this month? John told me yesterday, and I completely forgot.
Yeah, so January is National Stalking Awareness Month, and this was started 18 years ago. It had a lot to do, mostly to do with a lady named Debbie Riddle. Her sister, Peggy, back in 2003, was stalked by her ex-boyfriend for a solid year. And this woman, bless her heart, she moved 1,000 miles away. She was finally able to get an order of protection against him. And she was hiding, awaiting trial, and this guy went and hired a private investigator, and he was able to track her down, and he ended up finding her and shooting her in the head and then killing himself immediately afterward. And Debbie has worked so hard to try and educate people about how dangerous stalking can be and how it can escalate, and it can be very, very dangerous, if not deadly. And there's too many problems still to this day in the criminal justice system with people not taking it seriously. There are still law enforcement that don't take it seriously. We've had a lot of improvements in the past few decades with, you know, anti-stalking laws. But there's still more work to be done, and I just want to bring awareness to that. Of course, my stalker murdered my husband, Ben, right in front of me back in 2009.
In a very public place.
In a very public place, yes. It was right in the middle of a busy restaurant. He did this in front of myself and 50 other witnesses. And as you know, I'm a right to carry permit holder, but because of Tennessee state law at the time, in my state at that time, you could not carry in any restaurant if they served alcohol. So I obeyed that law. My stalker did not. He did not have a, you know, permit to carry.
Right.
He brought that gun in illegally.
When this happened, the reason Nikki and her husband were in this restaurant is because they ran a karaoke business. So this was actually, was this restaurant one of your clients?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why you, so it wasn't like you could have not been there if you didn't want to because that was your business. And you still have new new revelations with this particular cat on a regular basis, don't you? I mean, that he's still quite the stalker, even though he's behind bars.
Yeah, this man, I don't even like saying his name. But
Don't have to.
Yeah. This guy has continued over many years to stalk me and harass me. He's just doing it from prison now. He sends these twisted love letters. And what he does is, you know, I filed a wrongful death suit against him, and I won. But he's indigent, so of course I get nothing. But, you know, when they send the paperwork to these inmates on any court case, you know, my attorney's address was on that paperwork.
Sure.
And what he did was he would send these letters, you know, obviously addressed to me, but he'd send them to my attorney that represented me in my wrongful death suit. And,
right.
You know, I got the first two letters before the actual murder trial, and I told the prosecutor, the victim witness coordinator, the detective, you know, this needs to stop. You know, apparently I need to get a restraining order. This should not be happening. I want extra charges filed. This is stalking. And nobody did anything. So I got frustrated, and I just told my attorney, I said, look, I cannot handle this. Nobody is taking me seriously. Like, just don't tell me anymore. And my attorney honored that request from a very distraught widow. And for years, he did not tell me. And finally, in 2019, I found out he told me about all these other letters. And it's terrifying. This is trauma on top of trauma.
Sure.
And I worked this past year to help get Tennessee a lifetime order of protection law. And I know a lot of people, especially in the gun rights community, feel like, well, it's just a piece of paper. That's a total waste of time. You know, somebody that's dangerous is not going to, you know, pay attention to that. They're stupid. Look, I get it. It is a piece of paper. And that
piece of paper is only
as good as the person it's against. However, it is very important to have on record, and God forbid, a victim find themselves in a situation where they have to defend themselves, they have to protect themselves from this stalker, they have to protect their loved ones, then I would think that a lifetime order of protection would be a pretty solid defense. And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like orders of protection because they feel like, you know, people can lie. And you know why? I learned in court that some people do lie. Some
sure.
people exaggerate.
Right.
The judge heard probably four or five cases before mine, and she dismissed almost all of them because they were not serious, and she saw through that. You know, and here I am with a legitimate case, having to listen to all this hot mess, and it really made me upset that there are people that take advantage of the system like that, but there are people that need this, and I feel like, you know, it's important. And this particular bill, the person has to be convicted, and they have to be convicted of a serious violent felony.
Right.
We're talking about rape, attempted murder, murder. I mean, this is like the worst of the worst stuff, and they must be convicted. So there is due process. So this is totally different than your standard order of protection. This is for very, very serious cases. But
hang on, Nikki, hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. The Crime Prevention Research Center, that is CPRS. What's the website?
Our website is crimeresearch.org.
Crimeresearch.org. Go check that out. John Lott, Nikki Gozer works there. You know, this is where all the research that is the bedrock of the resistance. That's where it all comes from. Crimeresearch.org. We'll be right back talking to Nikki Gozer. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center. And I want to make a few points, if I can, Nikki, just so that just so people grasp the enormity of what you face on a daily basis. You know congressmen, right?
Yes. I used to work for one.
You know state congressmen.
Yeah, I know state house representatives and senators. Yeah, I used to work with them too.
You know, Second Amendment advocates. You work for one. Well, would we consider John a Second Amendment advocate or a mathematician? Has he segued into being second?
He's actually an economist.
Right.
He does research. We don't really consider him a Second Amendment advocate, even though obviously he does support the basic human right of self-defense, and he has the stats to prove why it's so important.
Well, he goes where the data tells him, right? He follows the data.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's just an
absolutely.
Honest man following the data. And because you know him, you know a lot of other people. You have been trained by tactical instructors. You carry a gun. You are not the average person that gets stalked like Carol Bowne in New Jersey, where they completely ignored her before she was killed and then she was killed. Right, you're not the average person out there, right? You have friends in high places, and yet you still face an incredible amount of adversity just to plead your case and try to keep this guy behind bars where he should be, right?
Yeah, it's been incredibly difficult. It took me forever even just to get him charged with stalking me from prison. I'd hired an attorney. I didn't want to be ignored again after those first two letters and the prosecutor not doing anything. You know, I got really frustrated and you feel lost, like nobody's going to help you. And so this time when there were more letters, I said, you know what? I'm not letting people ignore me this time. I'm hiring an attorney. I'm going to do this the legal way, you know, however much I have to spend, that's what I'm going to do because this is serious. And thousands and thousands of dollars later, months later, no one was doing anything. We had notified the prison warden, the United States Postal Service, the U.S. Attorney's Office, Tennessee Department of Correction. Tennessee Department of Correction is giving him early release good behavior credits. He's been incarcerated since he murdered my husband, but he only got 23 years. And he's allowed early release credit. So he's going to be released in less than 7 years now, which is terrifying for me. And finally, I had to go to the media because nobody was moving on this. Like,
right.
I was dealing with statute of limitations, and I was concerned I wouldn't be able to get him charged if people kept dragging their feet. So I went to the media. And they ran my story, and boom, you know, I got help. And now he's been charged. He faces 5 years in federal prison once he's convicted. That's the max that he can get. And,
right.
You know, what's sad is even that isn't going to keep him locked away forever. I think people seem to think if, you know, if somebody murders someone, that they're going to be locked up forever, and that's
right.
Just not true. These evil people are let out of prison every single day in this country.
Let's talk about the reason you need the restraining order, because the restraining order is that's actually a foundation, because you're not going to go. If he's out on the street, you're not going to go where he's going to go. And if he's still stalking you, he's going to come where you're at.
Exactly.
So if he comes where you're at, and you are aware of it, and you pull out your weapon and you defend yourself with said weapon, you are way ahead of the curve as far as having to prove that this was self-defense, because you have this documentation saying this guy has been stalking me. A judge agreed with me, and he's here today, and he did not come to bring my Girl Scout cookies. He came to finish what he started. And that's why you need that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's all kinds of, I'll tell you something that it's really frustrating for me. I've done a lot of research just on the advice that's given to victims of stalking. And let me make it clear, it's not just women who are stalked. It is
right.
Men as well.
Sure.
But more women are stalked than men. In general, but I'm talking to everyone here, no matter if you're a female or a male, it's frustrating because so many of these victims' rights groups, these stalking resource groups, feminist groups, women's rights groups, all of them, they'll give all of this advice that basically tells the victim that they have to change their entire life. Ways to run and hide, change your name, move, get a new job, don't follow the same routine, take a different route to work, get a restraining order, you know, this and that. And that advice may be needed,
well,
but
some of it.
One key piece of advice that's always missing, and that is the basic human right of self-defense, and that you can protect yourself and your loved ones from someone who is stalking you.
Right.
You can go get firearms training. You can go through the legal process, whatever that is in your state, and you have the basic human right of self-defense. I don't understand why they don't openly discuss this. Like, give all of the options and let the victim decide for themselves what to choose. But
well,
don't ignore that.
Yeah. Some people find that a little, I think they find that a little distasteful. And the problem is that it does sometimes get to that, to where you do have to go to that extreme when you've done everything else. When you've done everything else. But well, you know what? We'll pick this up on the other side. Nikki is part of the Crime Prevention Research Center, which is headed by John Lott. They do splendid work. You should go there, and if you want to donate $5, $10, feel free, because nobody funds them except donations. And the research that they do, the value, there's no way to put a numeric value on the on what they bring out in my world anyway. And Nikki Gozer is part of that as well. We'll be right back talking about stalkers. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm James Gimmel. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is urging all Americans to leave that country as the possibility of Russia invading it grows stronger. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in her daily news briefing the Biden administration is monitoring the situation.
We certainly are watching closely the buildup of tens of thousands of troops on the border, and also the fact that we want to ensure there are ample ways for American citizens to depart Ukraine should they decide to leave Ukraine. We're certainly encouraging them to do that.
President Biden has formally announced the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, thanking him for his, quote, remarkable service. Biden also has reaffirmed his commitment to nominate the High Court's first black woman justice.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity.
This is USA Radio News. Oxford High School shooting suspect Ethan Crumbley will use the insanity defense. That's according to a legal notice filed today in a Michigan district court. The 15-year-old is accused of gunning down four students and injuring seven others on November 30th. He pleaded not guilty this month to 24 charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism. Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett appeared in court via virtual connection today for a status hearing in his fake crime hoax case. Fox News reports the hearing was held on Zoom. The judge gave the defense until February 25th to file post-trial motions. Smollett will be sentenced March 10th. He was convicted on five counts in the case. The ninth largest school district in the country is banning excused absences related to COVID-19 beginning January 31st. The Orange County Public School District in Florida says students will be considered truant because the state has not extended its quarantine code. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Nikki Gozer from Crime Prevention Research Centers, crimeprevention.org. How many people come to you to get ideas on how to prevent this kind of stuff? I mean, it seems to be sort of a losing battle in a lot of cases, because I know, for example, that some stalkers have resorted to, like, GPS trackers. And then Apple came out with the AirTag, to where you don't even need one of those.
Yeah, it's pretty concerning. But, you know, I think people that are that evil and that determined, they'll find a way to use just about anything out there to stalk. You know, those air tags were to help you find certain things that you've left around the house.
Your wallet, so. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, heck, I could could probably use that occasionally, you know, to find something I've misplaced.
Sure.
But yeah, they use these things for purposes that they were not intended for. And it's pretty scary. It's really concerning. But, you know, I just try to educate people as best as I can. And with January being National Stalking Awareness Month, I wrote an op-ed piece. You can find it at Town Hall online, and it's titled, "It Shouldn't Take a Bullet to the Head for the Criminal Justice System to Take Stalking Seriously."
Right.
And I would encourage your listeners to go look for my opinion piece. And if there's anybody in your life, you know, that you think would be interested in reading that, please send it to them. And especially if there's anyone in your life you're concerned about, because they could have a potential stalker.
How bad is social media as far as enabling a stalker?
It's pretty bad. I can tell you that my stalker, he used social media. And it got to the point where I had to delete him and block him.
Right.
Many years ago, before it escalated. But at the time, I did not realize he was stalking me. And I think a lot of victims go through this. You know, I cannot tell you when he started stalking me. I can tell you when I realized he was stalking me. But I think a lot of people don't realize it at first. And then eventually, it becomes apparent to them. But yeah, social media is definitely used quite a lot. And the laws, of course, cover that now. And, yeah, it's a problem. Definitely.
Unfortunately, for some people, right, they can't do a whole lot to try to prevent whatever's coming from their stalker, simply because of where they find themselves. They, you know, they may not have the funding to go get a lawyer, to get in front of a judge, to buy a gun. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Some of these laws that mostly Democrats, although there are some Republicans, that laws like waiting periods and things like that, they're not going to stop a bad guy. They're not going to stop a stalker. You know, some of these people plan this stuff months in advance, even years in advance. And that's, a waiting period is not going to stop them.
No.
What a waiting period will do is prevent, you know, someone out there, some woman out there who's being stalked that needs to purchase a gun quickly. You know, she's law-abiding, but she's got to go and wait, you know. She may not have time to wait, and it could be the difference between life and death for her if she needs to be able to defend herself quickly.
As far as, you know, I look at what you go through. And I saw a speech given by the L.A. County Sheriff, Villanueva, who got out there and said, our crime is going through the roof. We have a 30% increase in murder. And then in the same speech, he said, and if you could find me a compelling reason for me to give you a permit to carry a gun, I would. Except he just gave that compelling reason. And that complete tone deafness to the data that exists out there as far as what people face on a daily basis is
it's not law abiding gun owners doing the crimes. It's criminals. It's people that are not going to take the time or the effort to go through a background check because they know they won't pass one, and they buy their guns on the street, the same place that people get illegal drugs in this country. You know, the harm is in making it more difficult for law abiding good citizens to be able to purchase guns so that they can protect themselves and their loved ones.
Sure.
You know, putting up barriers that prevent good people is not going to help the crime problem. It's going to make it worse because those people are sitting ducks.
Right. Just out of curiosity, have you come to grips with the fact that you may have to get lethal with this guy?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not something that I want to do. I do not want a confrontation. I have done everything within my power legally to prevent that. And I think I've made that very clear. But I will tell you that I am fully prepared to do what I have to do within the law to protect myself and my loved ones.
Sure. Sure. I mean, you've trained at Jaeger, right?
Yeah, I've trained at and also at Front Sight and the Academy of Personal Protection and Security. I've done several. I can't even keep up with them, but
sure.
I think it's important to continue training. You know, I don't think there is such thing as too much training. I think need to train.
Well, I mean, gunfighting is a martial art, and you can't go and get to a certain level of martial art expertise and then quit and say, well, I'm a black belt now. I don't need to train anymore. You have to continue to hone those tools, because that's what they are. They're tools of the trade and all the other stuff. The point I was going to make is, despite his persona, James Yeager, he gets out there. There's a part of the training with James Yeager where he pleads with you to do everything you possibly can to keep from shooting someone because of what that's going to do to you. Not because of what it does to the perpetrator, but I mean, he would give up everything he's got to keep from shooting somebody, except when you start messing with his family, now you've flipped a switch and things are going to get really, really dark. Nikki works at crimeprevention.org, Crime Prevention Research Center. That's where John Lott does all of his modern data and all of his modern research originates there. You should go check it out and patronize him. Give him some money. By all means, $5, $10. You don't have to give him $1 million endowment. It all will help. If you have that to give, we'll give that too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Are your efforts, are they listening? Are you making some headway? Are people starting to pay attention to what you got going on?
Yeah, I think so. But, of course, I've been doing this for over a decade.
Right.
So
I know.
Yeah, I've been pretty passionate about it. You know, nobody thinks that really horrible, awful things can happen to them. But I'm here to tell you that they can. Unfortunately, really bad things happen to good people every day. And
that's
I don't
right.
want people to be paranoid, but I do want people to be prepared.
Well, I don't think it's paranoid to be realistic, right? And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of realism from time to time. That's I think sometimes some people insulate themselves too much from it. But, you know, if you've ever seen Nikki Gozer, Nikki just looks like the girl next door. She does not look formidable, which she probably very much is. And she does not look like a victim anymore. There's sort of a, you sort of got that glint in your eyes now, that sort of a dangerous sort of a, I don't know, wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing going.
I don't know. Maybe I've been hardened a little bit, but
well, I hope you have. I mean, I hope you have. My hope, if I had to make a hope for you, because we've been talking for almost as long as my show's been in existence, haven't we?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen Nikki go through these various stages and everything, and I, you know, my hope would be that you never ever see this guy again, and at the same time. This guy seems a little determined, just based upon his perseverance despite all of his obstacles that are in his way. And my biggest fear is not so much that you deal with him, but what's going to happen to you when you deal with him. Nothing legal, I think, will happen to you. I don't think anything legal would. You have a lifetime restraining order on him, right?
Yes. Yeah. And, of course, there's record in the courts now that he murdered my husband in front of me. I was a witness, you know, a victim and a witness at the trial. So, plus, we're going to have this, you know, federal trial coming up. The trial right now is set for March the 8th. And I'm going to have to go face him in court again. And I had to face him for that lifetime order of protection. This will be my third time in another courtroom with him. And it's not pleasant, but I'm going to do what I have to do.
Do you have to give a victim impact statement?
Yes, that's part of the Tennessee Victims Bill of Rights, and all victims have the right to give an impact statement. And
What would happen if you were in that impact statement? You said, you know, I'm never going to have closure from this because this cat did what he did. However, you know, he continues to this day. He continues to this day. And I think...
Let me clarify. The last letter that I know of was in 2017. But I will say this. My attorney moved law offices. He moved to a different address. And he moved right around that time that the letters stopped.
Right.
So I don't think the letters necessarily stopped. I think that the letters, because the U.S. Postal Service only reliably forwards the mail for up to a year, I think the letters couldn't get to the intended target, which was me.
Right. I think I would just point out that he has established a well documented pattern of being obsessed. And for whatever reason that he is obsessed, it has already caused one murder, and it's not going to cause any more. And I would look him in the eye when I'm saying that, if you can. And, you know, I don't know what good that would do, but if, you know, that kind of determined attitude, people like him are not looking for a fight.
Well, I think it's really pathetic and sad that our criminal justice system can't keep evil people like this locked up. It is unbelievable to me that they are actually going to let this man out into society one day, as dangerous as they know he is.
Well, I just hope that when that day comes, if that day comes, that he sees the error of his ways and goes somewhere else besides wherever you are. Because if he does come where you are, I hope you do what you've been trained to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. I've definitely had thoughts, you know, it would be really nice if he just choked to death on a prison bagel or something, you know.
Hey, you know, I completely get that. I mean, sometimes I don't, you know, I know with the crimes committed against children, they don't do very well in a prison population. I don't know about rapists and stalkers and murderers, but for some reason with children, but like, I don't know how a stalker would fare in that, but at the same time, who cares? It would be nice that if he had like a nice stale bagel, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, evil people are problematic, and they need to, there's two ways to keep evil people from doing what they want to do. Lock them up or put them away, you know, do them in, shoot them. Terminate them with extreme prejudice, however you want to put it. I don't care. But from here, right, from here, like for you, every month is Stalker Awareness Month, right? You're always doing that. What's coming next for Nikki Gozer?
I don't know. I'm thinking about writing another op-ed piece, but, of course, we're always looking at, defensive gun use cases because the media certainly, the mainstream media certainly does not cover it. Sure. Local media does. And so we have to go out and search, for all of these stories that are out there in local media. And then we try to, gather all of those and put them on our website at crimeresearch.org just to show the public that, look, people do protect themselves every day.
A lot.
Justifiable use of force is a thing. And innocent lives are saved when law-abiding citizens carry a gun for self-defense.
Happens. That's a daily occurrence. That's a daily occurrence. If I like to go by the CDC number, which is higher than John or Gary Click ever came out with, which they came out with 3 million. So that means 9,000 times a day they're doing it. And I think we should believe everything the CDC says.
Well, a lot of people don't even have to fire the gun.
They just have to present it.
Right. And the thing is, a lot of people may not even view themselves as a victim of a crime because they stopped the crime from actually occurring.
Yeah, yeah.
When they threw the weapon,
we are running out of time. You and John, you guys are always welcome here. So thank you for taking the time to join me. It was delightful to talk to you again.
Yeah, check out our website at crimeresearch.org.
Thank you, ma'am. Coming up next is going to be it's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.